Hare Krishna, welcome to Vilaskar. Mukam karati vachalam bhangam langhalte girim yakipantam vande shi gurum dittarinam om jnana timirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshir militam yena tasamai shi gurve namaha. We've come here today at Vilaskar, a place of pastimes of Radha and Krishna, to take shelter of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. You can see her lotus feet up there, maybe, if you try very hard. You can see her lotus feet, they're pink, and they're up over there and in that corner by the well. We're going to take shelter of Srimati Radharani, beg her blessings for our Nam Yajna. We will sacrifice our minds, our tongues, and our ears in the fire of the holy name. How to do this? Brijam Prabhu explained this morning. Just hear one mantra. That is our sacrifice for today. The sages of Naimisharanya had a realization while performing their sacrifice.
Karmanyasminyanashvase tumatumratmanam malam apayayatikovindaparapadmasaram.
We've just begun the performance of this fruit of activity, sacrificial fire, without certainty of its result due to many imperfections in our action. So we started today. There were a lot of imperfections coming up, obstacles for us to set up the place. But actually, what we're really here for is the nectar of the holy name. So the sages had that realization that in their fire sacrifice there were many imperfections. And they said, our bodies have become black from the smoke, but we are factually pleased by the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Govinda that you are distributing. So here we have the nectar of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Our sacrifice is not of fire, but of ears, tongues, and minds, and the nectar of association with Shri Radha Krishna in the form of their holy name. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukadeva has given us one prayer to Lakshmi Narayan. He could not mention Radharani's name because then he would be in too much ecstasy and perhaps he could not continue speaking. But we do have a description of Lakshmi, but she is none other than an expansion of Srimati Radharani. So the prayer that I have here from Srimad Bhagavatam also applies to Radha and Krishna. So I will read that prayer and see if you can understand how it refers to Radharani. It is said in Bhagavatam, Mother Lakshmi, who is here, is the reservoir of all spiritual qualities. So that is our Radharani, reservoir of all spiritual qualities. Whereas you, referring to Narayan, and we are referring to Krishna, manifest and enjoy all these qualities. So Radharani is the reservoir of all spiritual qualities. Krishna manifests and enjoys. He's the enjoyer of all the qualities. Indeed, you are actually the enjoyer of everything. So now Shukadev explains where is Krishna and where is Lakshmi and where is Narayan. So we know where is Narayan, where is Krishna. He's in the heart. He says, you live as the super soul of all living entities. And guess where Lakshmi is? You'll never guess. The goddess of fortune is the form of their bodies, senses, and mind. Can you imagine that? The bodies and senses and minds of the living entities are the form. It says the goddess of fortune is this form. That means we have here our senses, our bodies, and minds, but they don't belong to us. They're an expansion. They are energy of Lakshmi, and Krishna, super soul, is in the heart. And we're also in the heart. That's where we are. So what do we do with Lakshmi? Or Radharani? We must give to Narayan or Krishna. Krishna is Rishikesh, master of the senses. And our senses are not our senses. They're an expansion of Lakshmi. Therefore, we must offer our senses, our mind, our intelligence to Krishna. So we will do that today by chanting the holy names and by hearing one mantra, as Bhurija Prabhu has so kindly given us the way to do this, how to sacrifice our minds, our senses, our intelligence. Srila Prabhupada has said in a letter, Radharani and the gopis, they are the same status. But the gopis know that Radharani is the better worshipper than us. So their only business is how to take Radharani and join her with Krishna. This is Vaikuntha understanding. They are not envious that Krishna loves Radharani so much. What about me? Why only Radha? Why doesn't Krishna love me? No. Krishna loves Radha. So let me give Radha to Krishna. That is what we want to do. We want to chant Hare Krishna in the mood of offering. Offering Radha to Krishna. Offering ourselves. Offering our mind. Offering our senses for their pleasure. Now I'd like you to look up at the picture of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. On that picture there is one mark that I'm going to talk about. It's the sacrificial altar. It is on the left, the foot that's on the left, and it's on the top all the way to the left. Can everybody see the sacrificial altar? Yes, it's next. It's all the way to the left, all the way.
Someone point to it.
Yeah, it would be good.
What color is it?
Red. It's red and black on the bottom.
Yes.
Can you point to that? Sacrificial altar.
Don't fall in the well.
It has three meanings, which are very important for us. This mark proclaims that the sins of those who meditate upon her feet are burned up as if on the altar of sacrifice. That's one meaning. All your sins are burned up on the altar of sacrifice. Furthermore, it indicates that just as the universe is nourished by the Brahmins offering fire sacrifice, similarly, those who offer their minds in sacrifice to her feet stimulate universal nourishment that affects all of creation. If we offer our minds today in this yajna, the whole creation will be stimulated because we're watering the root of the tree. That's the second meaning. And the third meaning is a very wonderful meaning. The universe is the form of Krishna. And the offering is the form of Radha. This perfect union is indicated by the mark of a sacrificial altar. When we offer Radha to Krishna, they are united. So that's what we would like to do. The union of Radha and Krishna is there in the holy name. We want to please Radha and Krishna by chanting their names for their pleasure. So to begin our Nam Yajna, we will chant 10 names of Radharani, which you have here in your paper. I will chant one verse all the way through. Then I will chant one line and you will repeat. And then I will chant one name and Bhurija and Prabhu will do the English, right? Okay, so that's how we'll do it.
Radha Damodara Krishna Radhika Varshapanavi Samasta Palavi Vinda Dhamirottam Samalika Radha Damodara Krishna
Sing
Damodara Krishna Radhika Varshabhanavi Varshabhanavi Samasta Balavi Vrinda Tamilotam Shamalika
Radha.
Damodara Krishna.
She who is dear to Lord Damodar.
Radhika.
His greatest worshipper.
Vrishabhanavi.
The daughter of King Vrishabhanu.
Samasta Palavirinda Damila Tangsha Malika.
She who is the crowning garland of Malika flowers on the decorated braided hair of all the gopis.
Krishna Priyavali Mukya Gandharva Lalita Shaki Vishaka Sakya Sukhini Hari Hritranga Manjali. Krishna Priyavali Mukya.
Everyone.
Gandharva Lalita Sakhi.
Gandharva Lalita Sakhi.
Vishaka Sakya Sukhini. Hare Hare Pringa Manjali. Krishna Priya Vali Mukta.
The first of Krishna's beloveds.
Gandharva.
An expert singer and musician.
Lalita Sakhi.
Lalita's friend.
Vishaka Sakya Sukhini.
She who delights with the friendship of Vishaka. Delighted with the friendship of Vishaka.
Hare Hare Pringa Manjali.
The flower blossom that attracts the black bee of Lord Hari's heart.
Imam Vrindavaneshvaya Dashana Mamanarama Ananda Chakchandikam Nama Yodahasyam Stuchim Pathet Se Kresha Rahito Putva Buriso Bhagya Bhushita Taritam Karuna Patram Radha Madhava Yarpavet.
He who reads this confidential prayer, which bears the title Ananda Chandrika, the Moonlight of Bliss, and which is beautiful with 10 names of the Queen of Vrindavan. Such a person becomes free from all troubles and decorated with great good fortune. He quickly becomes the object of Sri Sri Radha Madhava's mercy.
So let us all pray for the blessings of Radha and Krishna. We can offer our minds and sacrifice for them for their pleasure. So you may take these names and chant them before your japa. You may also chant Lord Krishna's names.
You should say it very authoritatively.
Okay. Why don't you say it?
Come on. Yes, tell them.
Well, I like to give them the option.
Okay. If anyone doesn't want to chant the 10 names of Lord Krishna, they don't have to. But before you begin your japa, Mother Narayani, and I'm saying it on her behalf, is recommending that you please do this. Do it meditatively. Chant the names. Read the English if you so desire. You don't have to. We will not evoke the prayer police upon you. It is your choice. But we recommend that everyone very deeply chant these names of Krishna and then begin your japa. No, we should do it now alone, individually. If you want to sit with some of your friends, you can.